Blog Talk Radio.
Co-partner.
Hi, everybody.
Come on in, Brenda, and say hello there to the people.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, we'd like to say welcome, everybody, to the show. We're so glad that you're here with us today. It is Wednesday, August the 21st, and a good day in the life. And I'll just say this right off. Do expect a miracle in your life before Sunday, because something good will happen this week for you. Besides surprises, maybe it's love, relationship, or money coming back, but do expect a miracle this week in your life. Happy birthday to anybody who's having birthday this week that we didn't know about. Hope you had a wonderful birthday and that God blesses you. And we always keep people in our prayers that's going through trials and tribulations, good, bad times, even joyful times if something good has happened for you. We're also praying for that to continue for you too. So with that, we will begin. Brenda, did you have any announcements before we begin?
No, actually, I don't think so.
Okay, yeah. Well, we're going to begin, and our first caller is area code 201. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Good afternoon.
Hello there, this is Rose.
Hi,
Hi
Rose. How are you?
Hi. I just wanted to know what kind of changes you see coming for me between now and the end of the year.
Okay. There's something that's going on that's haphazardly. I'm trying to get it. Let's see.
There's something with your employment that I'm feeling.
What is it?
I'm not sure just yet, because it's like, for me, things bong in a certain way. So right now, it's got something to do with job. That was the first thing that came up to me.
Well, there definitely is a change for her in employment come December.
Yeah.
I see, and it's like something they're trying to close out before the 31st of December. So, Rose, if you're applying for another position, you won't hear about it.
I'm not working right now, Linus. I've been temping, and I'm sick of it. I really want my own job with benefits, and it's one of the hardest things to get nowadays. But, you know, I got to keep trying. So I'm wondering if that's what you see, a real job or a temp job.
That's a good point.
No, it's a permanent position. In fact, what I'm feeling right now, it's a company that you've already temped for, and they go back to the temp company and see if you're interested in working permanently, if you're open to come to work for them.
I was going to ask you that, if it's someplace that I've been to already.
Yes, it is. But you won't know about it until December. In December is when, but you'll get hired permanently before December 31st, but you're not going to know about the job until December, around the 1st of it. It's almost like a Christmas present to you. This is how it's going to come
about.
That
would be wonderful.
You didn't realize
that
you had favor with this one company, but you did. You did such a good job that they were impressed by you that now they want to hire you permanently. Well,
so yeah,
whatever
they kept calling
point,
me back.
Putting you in that vein because you're helping yourself to look good to employers. That
okay.
when positions do come up and they have the funding, you know, you're at the top of the list, which is good.
Yeah, I know, but it's just been temping for a while now. And that one company, I was there for a year and a half. And then the last time I worked there was April. So I was going to ask you that if it was that company because I was there so long.
Is it an engineering firm?
No, it's not. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Did you like that working there?
I love that company. It's perfect. It's a perfect fit. I love the culture of the company and the people, and it's just I absolutely love it there, and I wanted to get hired, but I don't know what's going on.
Rose, I got to ask you.
Definitely.
I keep getting something in the background, this haphazard. Something is not being done, or something's not being faced.
Yeah.
I can feel it. I mean, in a way, you're holding yourself back, and then in another way, you're not. You're moving forward.
Okay. Yeah, because I keep getting, here's what I keep getting. It's like I keep being told that you need to really keep your, what's that way that you say things, to keep your mind open?
Yeah.
Because, and the reason I asked you is, like, did you really like it? Because there's some aspect that you don't really care for at the offer of employment, and I'm not sure what it is, but I just keep getting that you need to just keep an open mind. Either when you get the offer, it seems like it's not quite good enough, or you're going to be in some area you didn't like or wouldn't think you'd like, but just you need to keep a real open mind. I mean, and just remember what your main issue is.
Right.
If it's permanent, then go with that and then understand that it's going to lead to something better.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if it's that company, as Lena says, or if it's another company, but somehow it's not going to seem as lucrative to you in your mind in the beginning. Though it could be just the littlest thing, like you'd be working under one of the people there that bothered you. I don't know what it is, but you need to keep an open mind.
Okay.
I don't know if – I hope that – I would hate for you to sort of, like, turn away, which could end up developing to be a really great position for you.
Okay.
You know, it's like, you know, when you don't really want to take a bath, you just don't feel like getting into the water because you're cold or whatever, and then you get in the tub, and then you're like, you don't want to get out of the tub. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's that kind of situation.
Okay.
So please, really, just keep an open mind.
In case they offer me a job that I'm not too crazy about, but at least I'll get, you know, a job with benefits, and it won't be temp work, and at least I'll get in. Hopefully it'll be soon.
Yeah, I think there's something going on in the background. Like, I get, like, real, like, Lennis is saying this haphazard. I get real strong sense that management's still a little ungelled. I mean, there's a lot of changes going on there, and that's actually what's going on.
You're right. I just heard that the other day. I ran into one of my colleagues on the train, and I asked about everyone, and she said, oh, there's so many changes. So you're
okay.
Right. You picked up on that one.
Okay, well, there we are.
All
validation.
Right.
Hold
okay,
the face, city, and remember to claim your job. It's like you know where you're going. Tell the universe that's what you want or something better. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you both so much.
Take care, Rose.
Thank you for calling, Rose, and you have a wonderful week. Be blessed, my dear.
Thank you, too.
All righty. Area code 808, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Lacey.
Hi, Lacey. How are you today?
I'm wonderful.
What can we do for you? Oh, my God, I got a headache real fast. Whoa, what is going on? My head is thumping. Hold up, don't tell me anything.
Yeah.
Ooh. You're going through some stuff right now. something is making you angry or you're being stubborn. I almost see you with your fists hitting the wall. Like, you know, people are not listening. They're either not listening to you or they're not listening. Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ask me now. Ask me now. What do you want to know?
Basically, I wanted to know if anything positive was coming for any positive changes.
You know what? The first thing I want to tell you is let that hate go. You are very angry towards somebody, and it's giving me a headache. So I'm going to tell you right now, later on tonight or whenever, just forgive them and forgive yourself and move on, because some people are not going to change, honey. That's life. Some people do change for the better. Some people will never change. And when things happen to you, yeah, it hurts, and I understand that. But you know what? You need to forgive them and forgive yourself, so that you will have peace in your heart and in your mind and move on. Because you're almost letting that control you, your anger. And trust me, I know how that feels. I do. So positive coming up. First thing you need to do is settle this. You get a chance, you go in a corner or somewhere and pray and get that off of you. Get that off your essence, off your spirit. Let it go. Of course, you're going to think about it for a while, but you know what? Give it back to God. Forgive that person and forgive you and let it go. When you do that, then other things will open up for you. I see you got a good heart, and you're sensitive.
There's a guy in her life that takes her actions.
Hurt her feelings.
There's a guy in her life who's taking her actions as if she... as if she doesn't care or if she doesn't matter. There's a guy in her life, and I don't know if you're in a relationship with him or if he's just a family member or someone you work with. But
kind of a work person.
Okay. Yeah, he's really the one. So I'm not telling you to, like, jump up on the table at work and say, you will treat me better. But the fact that this person just disregards you in such a real disrespectful manner, I would really consider writing down the directions that you get, or if this person tells you to do something and you say, okay, so let me make sure I understand this, and I'm going to write this out to make sure that this is clear. And what you can end up doing is keeping a trail of his, you'll be able to keep a trail of the interactions he's giving you. And also, if he tries to say, I never told you that, or he changes up on you in really rude ways. At least that's the impression I'm getting. But Lennis is giving you really good advice to just
forgive
yourself for
she's
just accepting.
It really affects your eyesight when you're stressed out, doesn't it? Am I right?
Well, okay, yeah. The person I live, where I live right now, I live where I guess you have you live in the homes that are minimum pay by your income, and the person that I live, there's like a person that's supposed to help you to progress in your life, to get out of this slum, and he's not. And the thing is, when you look at me and when you hear my voice, everyone assumes I'm so young, even though I'm 21. And I live with my mother, and they're scared of my mother more than me. And I mean, I can understand that because she comes off intimidating, and I'm very nice and I try to be nice as much as possible. And the thing is, I'm trying to be stepped up and learn to be myself, because my mom is not going to be there all the time to do stuff for me. I have to learn to do stuff for myself.
Yeah.
So when I'm over there talking to him, it's like it doesn't go through to him. But when my mom comes over right over there for a quick moment, he does it because he's scared the stew out of her. He's scared of her.
Wow. Yeah, that's a real weird dynamic right there.
Why are you around this guy?
The only reason I'm around, because the rule is we have inspections for our houses, we have meetings we got to go to, and the meetings will not really pertain to me, but I still have to go because I live here, and the inspection of the house to see how we're keeping up the house. So
okay.
When my
section
mom's not
eight.
Here, I'm basically.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. When my mom's not here, I'm in charge. Even though I have a brother, which he's scared of, and he's younger than I am. I'm the shortest in my house, which I don't mind. I think it's fun at sometimes, and at sometimes I don't. But I have a brother who's here, because when every time he comes over, my mom has to be here or my brother has to be here with me, because they do not really give me any respect. They don't listen. They tell my mom one thing, and then they tell me another thing. And then when they're actually, because my brother witnessed what they said, yes, they're not really giving me the respect that I deserve. They think I'm a young person, and they really don't think they have to come to me. They go to my brother or they go to my mother. They don't go to me.
And that includes his supervisors?
I'm sorry, that I didn't hear the
last
part.
That includes his supervisors?
His supervisors? The thing is, his supervisors really don't care about the people who live around here.
Hmm.
So he's really taking in charge of everything around here like he's the big boss, and in actuality, he's not.
And your
what
mother realizes that. That's why they don't come up against your mom, because your mom knows that they're just full of mess. They're trying to do that. You know, I can see that you're trying to elevate your life to a better position. Your mother's a smart woman. She sees through BS, but she can't be there all the time. Maybe your mom needs to let them know that they need to listen to what you have to say and stop disregarding you, because they do respect your mom and they are scared of her. And maybe she needs to let them know you're her daughter and what you say will be on certain things now. But, you know, your mom needs to speak up and let them know, because you're right. They just look at you as a little kid and kind of like, you know, just put you to the side. So now I understand your anger and my headache. You know, you're frustrated. You're frustrated. You're trying to do everything the right way, and yet you're frustrated by doing the right way because things are up against you to try and change your mind and do something else that you shouldn't do. So you're on the right path, positive. Let me ask you this. When you're stressed out, do your eyes bother you, your eyesight?
Sometimes. I usually don't pay attention to it because a lot of stuff happens. Like one time I was doing my homework on the computer. I was getting dizzy, but that's usually normal for me. And I'm thinking, this is normal, even though I'm sitting still. And I just go back to my work, and then all of a sudden I hear a voice on my right ear, and I'm like, okay. I don't know if that's something, and my mom's like, you need to meditate, and I meditate, and it don't really work for me, and it's like, okay, I meditated for 5 minutes, and then it just went away. So I'm like,
okay, well, I do want you to pray for forgiveness for that guy. And yourself too, but pray for forgiveness. And also when you pray that he is not the boss of you or your family, and that for God to keep him away from you and your family, that he's just trouble. And also I want you to talk to your mom and ask her if she would step up in your behalf, because that will help you a lot too. Things are going to get better, but I don't see it turning around until after the first of the year. So it might be a little struggle up and down, but you will get there. I want you to just keep your awareness about you, around you, for whoever. I don't care if it's your brother, uncle, whoever. I want you to keep your awareness around you. Just always keep your antennas up. Don't trust everything that people say and do, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, if your mom were to let them know... my daughter is now going to tell me about every encounter that she has with you all. And if I find that you're not respecting her for whatever, then, you know, I will be up there to discuss it. So you need, just like when you're talking to my daughter, you better talk to her the same way you talk to me. So at that point, and, you know, basically And it'd be good for you to even have a pad of paper. When the person comes to your house and you're there, just you and your brother, and it's like, well, you need to da-da-da, and it's like, okay, let me just write this down. You requesting that da-da-da-da. I need to make sure I keep a track of this to give to my mother. And that will actually start to help change things. Because then, you know, what people say to you, they can try to deny. But if you're writing it down while they're saying it, it'll generally make them think about what they say. And then you also will have the proof that you can give to your mom, and she can walk up there and say, my daughter said this happened, and my son was there to witness it. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trust me, you need to step into, you need to own your own power. You need to own your power. It doesn't mean hitting anybody or screaming at them, but yeah, you know, own your power. And you're letting him have it. That's the part where Len is telling you to forgive yourself, because you're allowing him to take it. It's time to just, it doesn't matter how short you are. Look, my great-grandmother was like 5 feet tall, and she could scare almost anyone in the family. She'd stomp her foot. But you just start owning your power. Stop relying on your parent. You know, I mean, you know, use them as support for yourself, but just start rising to the occasion. Keep that pad and paper. You'd be surprised how people really correct their actions when they're being monitored.
Yep, for sure. Okay, Lacey, I got to move on. I hope we were able to help you today and give you some guidance and some understanding, and praying that everything works out better for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Oh, you're
take
welcome,
care.
Lacey. Thank you for calling, and have a wonderful week, dear.
You too.
Okay. Area code 631, you're on the line. Area code
yes,
631,
hi.
You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
This is Suzanne. I just wonder if you see any changes for me in the next 3 or 4 months, from now to the end of December.
Okay, Suzanne. Okay, the first thing that I saw changes was, one, that you needed to change your attitude. You're very curt and snippy and snappy toward people. And I kind of think that's because of the way that you've been treated in your life, so they get as good as you've got, right? But that's the
yeah.
first thing is to change your attitude. I see in November a little girl. I see a little girl coming in or around. She's not your daughter, a grandchild or a niece. No, here it comes. It's a relative's
well,
daughter.
I hope not a granddaughter. I'm not Skippy.
Okay, well, it looks like probably a niece. But anyway, this little girl comes in November, and she stays with you for about 3 days. She's a relative, but she has so much fun with you and your family that you say, okay,
I
yes.
I can hear you.
I'm sorry.
Somebody was talking. I'm sorry. What did you say? Somebody comes for 3 days.
It's a little child in November that's a relative of yours.
And oh, I don't really know any little kids.
Okay. Well.
Well, my
know.
my son's brother is having a baby in November, but he wouldn't stay with me. It's on his dad's side. It's going to be a girl. But I wouldn't have anything to do with me. Wouldn't have anything to do with me because I'm divorced. He would never stay here.
Your son wouldn't come into your house for a couple of days?
No, not my son, the girl.
I know, but would they come and visit you for a couple of days?
Never,
with the baby?
Never, ever, 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 never, ever.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay, well,
I'm
telling you.
I'm on the phone, thank you. Oh, sorry. Hello?
Okay. okay, I'm looking for...
Well, I'll just tell you, for me, the first thing that I got was business as usual. I didn't see any big changes. I don't know what business as usual means. Maybe it's your attitude, like Lance is talking about, but I'm not getting any big sweeping anything. I'm like, when I say business as usual, it just like, it doesn't mean like just boring. It's just like, I don't see huge sweeping changes. I don't, but Lennis might.
I do want to tell you this, Suzanne. In October, there's going to be a big interruption. And it's like a big argument, throw down. I mean, it's bad. It's bad. And it's just prior, this is the middle of October. I want to say prior to Halloween, but around the middle of October. But and it's with a man. It's a horrible, horrible argument. It's bad. It's bad. So I'm going to tell you that to be as calm as you can and think about things twice, three times before you say them out of your mouth. You know, I know you have statements that you want to say, but this, I can't see what brings you two together, but whatever it is that brings you two together, it's a fierce, very bad argument. It doesn't turn to violence, but it is very bad, and it's, like I said, the middle of October.
What's it about?
I don't know. I'm not seeing what it's about, but it's this guy, Spirit is telling me, is an acquaintance of yours. Did you do something? Okay. It's telling me now that something you did to this man, and he comes back on you big time about it.
I really didn't do anything.
That's why it's a big argument. You know, like, you did something underhandedly or something like that, and he comes back to confront you about it. Trust me, when this argument and stuff is done, the two of you will be done, period. There will be nothing else said between you. It's done. But he's coming back to let you know what time it is. So whatever that you're doing, I'm going to tell you to please be careful. I know we all get angry and we like to get people back or say things out the side of our mouth. But I'm going to tell you, just be careful. Think two or three times before you say what you're going to say out your mouth.
Wait,
you might regret it. You know, we all say things out of anger that sometimes later we regret what we said. Sometimes we mean what we say, but it can go too far. And it's like, okay, I've pushed that button or I've passed that boundary of no return now. So just to let you know, I see argument the middle of October. November, I see a little child, a little girl, so I don't know. She enjoys your family, but you don't see that happening, so it must be somebody else. So whatever.
Yeah, maybe a friend's kid.
Yeah, but
what did
yeah.
you say? Maybe what?
It could be a friend's child. I mean, like...
Child, yeah.
My friend's children are like my family, so...
Yeah, you can have extended family. The people are like family to you, sure. Okay, well, I don't see anything else. Susan, was there anything else?
So you know anything about love life or my son or job? No changes?
No. No. No, no, no.
So
no,
just,
not right now. Sorry. Just
so
ain't
just
coming.
So just that argument is with someone, but you don't know who.
I got an acquaintance, somebody that you probably dated the past or went out with.
And they're just going to come over and say hello and yell at me?
No, 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 no. I didn't say that. I said whatever you did underhandedly or back at him, whatever, he comes to confront you about it. And that's how the argument begins. He confronts you about something you've done. And it's a bitter, very bad argument. But trust me, when he walks away and you walk away, you're done. It will never be going back. You're done, period. Permanently. So.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyway, I got to move on, Suzanne. I thank you for calling, and I wish you a wonderful week. And I hope things turn out for the best for you. I do.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. You're welcome. Area code 773. You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tempest.
Hi, oh, nice name. I love that.
Thank you.
Okay, Tempest, what can we do for you today, young lady?
My question is pertaining to a job interview I had today. The company name is Securitas, a security position. I was wondering if you saw them contacting me back for a position soon.
Yes. And I'm seeing three jobs.
What?
Girl, you just working your butt off, huh? I see three different jobs.
I'm trying.
I don't know what Brenda sees, but yeah, I see this one's going to contact you, and there's two others. So you've been busy.
I have to back out for a second, but I'll be right back.
Okay. So, but anyway, what I'm seeing is, yeah, that there's three, but this particular company, yep, they're going to call you back. I see you in a uniform.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. I've been trying so hard.
Also, other jobs. Let me tell you, Tempest, you know how when you want something, or I should say you go after something, and it just seemed like, oh, my God, is it ever going to happen or what? And we say when we pray that God will bless you in abundance more than what you want. So you went after this job today, but also you're going to get a calls before Friday for two other jobs. It's
really?
Like the outpouring. Yeah. You're in for a surprise this week. It's like an outpouring.
Yeah,
so
you said expect a miracle early in the show. Yeah, you were saying expect a miracle. It touched me because I've been praying, I've been crying. I've really been really needing this for my family. It's just me, my mother, and my baby. We've been struggling, and I'm the only one that can really put my foot in to really keep my family afloat. So God be hearing my prayers, and I'm blessed.
You're going to get this job, two offers. But I would go ahead and take this one just because it's for sure. Your interview and stuff went well, it's for sure. But just keep the other two in the background because you never know. You know, the other two, you might decide, hey, I can work 4 hours on Saturday or 4 hours Sunday, you know, like a little part-time thing. Or you might decide full-time. But, yes, honey, this is your week. Tempest, this is your week. God is blessing you. So, you know, just take a minute. You know, like this job you went today, yes, you got it. I'm going to call you back. But the other two jobs, just, you know, take a minute and – you know, and just see, because you might say, well, hey, can I work for you guys maybe part-time? You know, maybe, you know, few hours on the weekend. And you never know, it might be an extra $200 in your pocket, you know?
Yes. Do you see when all
today,
this?
What you did is today you made one step and God made three. So you're on a good foot, honey. You're on a good foot.
Thank you.
She's going to be blessed.
Thank you.
Be blessed, yeah. Yes, good surprises. I'm happy for you. Very good surprises.
Definitely.
But you deserve it. God heard your prayers, and he's answering it this week.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
Ma'am.
Do you know when Securitas, with a job that I had an interview, do you see or know when they will be contacting me?
4:30 Thursday.
Okay.
4:30 Thursday, they'll be calling you. So be around the house between 4 and 5.
Okay, definitely.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a wonderful day and the week. Ah, honey, you're blessed. Thank you,
God. You do the same.
Thank you. All right. Have a good one. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Hello. I'm back.
Hello. Area code 610, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. How are you and who's this?
I'm doing great. This is Jade.
Hi. I'm sorry, Jay?
Jade.
Spell your name. I don't want to say
J-A-D-E.
It incorrectly.
J-A-D-E. Yeah.
Oh, okay, Jade, okay. All righty, young lady, go ahead.
I had a question concerning career. Things are not well at a company where I'm at, you know, financially. So I started looking for a job about a little month and a half ago. And I've been putting things out there. I'm looking every day. I'm applying. I'm also working with some recruiters. Do you see me, any idea about finding another position?
Jade, were you thinking about going into the military, into the service?
No, not at all. Never even considered. I don't like the military.
Okay. I don't know why that popped up. Maybe it's somebody around you that's in the military.
You're not traveling or anything before the end of the year, are you?
Well, I live in Pennsylvania, and I travel to New York City for my job. And yes, I do travel once a year to Florida, so that's like still something I have to do to visit my family. So I do go to Florida at least, you know,
once. Is that in October?
I might go in. Yeah, I'm still waiting to see. I mean, it's kind of up in the air, but yes, I am planning in the near future to travel to Florida to visit, you know, relatives and whatnot.
What are you getting about October, Linus? Something about October.
Not anything right now.
Mm.
I'm seeing bright lights around here. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. That's good. I mean, I'm seeing bright lights around you like a halo, like
mm-hmm.
a lot of LED lights just lighting up around your head.
Okay.
I mean, what's good. I'm just trying. I want Spirit to tell me what does that mean. What's coming up?
That's the first impression I'm getting about is October. I mean, I hate to say it.
No, that's fine. I mean, traveling, but I was calling about a work, you know, like, I mean, I was calling about a job. You know?
Yeah, but, you know, I know you want some kind of a employment.
No, I mean, I'm not going to go waste money and, you know, traveling, and then I don't know what's going to happen. You know, I'm just going to watch expenses right now.
Yeah.
So.
Huh. I still keep coming up with the military. I'm even getting, when the guys say, like, hoorah, I'm getting that.
No, I have never considered. I don't like the military. You know, I don't. No offense to anyone, but yeah.
Okay. I keep getting the military because you're saying work. I'm not saying you know you're going to join the military, but working something with the military. Maybe it's a government. Now it doesn't necessarily.
Maybe it's a government agency.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to work Army, Navy, or Air
yeah.
Force. But it's with the military. Maybe it's something within the government that does for the military?
Yeah, no, I tried many, many years ago, for like 2 years, to apply for a job with the government. I tried every route. I spent like close to 8 to 10 months just pursuing that. And nothing ever transpired, so I was wasting my time. I had no money. I'm like, why am I pursuing the government when there's other avenues? And I tried other outside of the military, and I did find a job, you know, I mean, outside of the, like, government agencies. I mean, the government, that's what I was trying. And I never even got called back. I did multiple tests. I did everything that someone could do. But since they're not work, I didn't want to spend the rest of my life pursuing something that, and then I have bills to pay, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Well, it does seem like there's a guy who has that sort of, that's coming your direction, and maybe that's what's coming up in October, and maybe that's the issue. Are you involved with somebody right now?
Yes, yes. I'm not looking for anyone or anything regarding me.
I understand that. I'm just kind of trying to figure out who this person is. I do see something about a guy in October. I mean, and the reason I asked about travel, I guess, because that's sort of an undercurrent that's coming up about you. And maybe that's because you said you travel for work.
No, well, I mean, yeah, like right now, you know, but I don't.
Yeah, I understand.
Some days I work from home, and some days I travel in New York City. I mean, Pennsylvania to New York City, it's about a little over 2 hours sometimes, you know, traveling just to go, and then another 2 hours to come. So that's about 4 hours a day just traveling, so.
Jade, I have a question to ask you. What are you running from? I'm picking up a heavy set woman. Yeah.
No, I'm not running from anything. I'm very happy where I live. I just recently got a new home.
Really?
Okay. I enjoy the surroundings. I don't have anything to hide. You know,
no,
I like my life.
No, it's not about hiding. It's like something you're not dealing with. You're running from it. And I see
I'm not running from anything.
It has a profound effect.
I feel very peaceful, very quiet, very calm, you know.
Okay. That's fine. Okay.
Mm.
Well, that's what I saw, and Brenda told you what she saw, so.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense, but, you know, that's fine.
Well, I think the travel is going to be more than just sort of a, it's not going to be like, just like, you know, you're going into the city over, you know, tonight or tomorrow or something. It's a little bit more than that. But October's, like, that's like the first thing that came up, but then the travel started to bleed out. So at least these are the impressions that are coming to me. And I, you know, the thing is about the military thing, I get that you're not wanting to go into military or something. It seems like there's somebody with a male, it's specifically a male, that either has something to do with the military in some way. I don't know if it's how they approach you or what they used to do. Do you have military men in your family?
No.
Like a father or uncle that...
No. My uncles, all of them are mostly dead, and my dad is in his 80s, so...
Okay, well, then... Anyway, just here's a good idea. It's like if somebody with any kind of military background comes into your life for some reason, maybe prick your ears up, because they might have a lot more to do with you as the months move towards October, okay?
Are you talking more like related to work? Because that's all I'm really interested in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, see, it's going to affect you some way. Most likely, if it's going to affect your life on a personal nature, it's going to affect your work. Do you understand?
No, not really. I'm very confused.
Okay, well, this is the best I can offer you in October. There's going to be some kind of travel issue, and it's more than just, you know, our trip. And I don't know if there's somebody in the military or who was in the military or is not in the military anymore, but they have a military effect somewhere in their life that's coming into your life, you know? And there's a, you know, we often think that, you know, hey, our lives are set and nothing's really going to happen. But if that were true, then, you know what I mean? Look at your life in the past year. There's probably 8 million things you didn't expect to happen, and you probably met more people than you ever thought you'd meet. So just understand that in October, it's going to be something that seems significant to you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jay. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week.
Bye.
Area code 303, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Oh, how are you tonight?
Fine, and you? And who's this?
This is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. How are you today?
Pretty good. A little warm.
Okay.
Can you tell me if I have any changes coming for my career?
Okay. I'm seeing something with the letter M. I almost want to say like moths or misfits. You have a real open attitude to life and job. I'm trying to get into the job. It's like you work with people to help them that have problems, but it's not necessarily mental problems. It's almost like you're a life coach. Hold up. You're good at what you do. Are you a life coach?
No, actually, I work at the airport. Our company helps handicapped passengers or disabled passengers.
That's what it is. Okay, because I see you helping people and you're good at it. Okay, thank you.
But I don't do that every day. I only do it once in a while because I do payroll.
Yeah, but you're a likable person. I mean, people like you because of the compassion or the love that you show them. So even though you may do payroll, but you know when you do that, you're nice.
I like me.
Yeah.
Is your supervisor a woman?
No.
Okay. Is there someone in management above you that's female?
No.
The man is heavy set. I can see him. Am I right?
No. He's a little overweight, but he's not really heavy.
That's what I'm saying. He's heavy.
That's what
he's saying. He was bad. I said he's heavy. The man that's above you. Okay.
Well, it seems like there's going to be some changes at the supervisory level coming up in for you. It might affect you slightly, but it sounds like your attitude means it wouldn't matter who you work with.
Yeah,
but
you know
like
what? I'm
be...
here getting promoted. She'll have an opportunity.
That's
to get
what
that
it
position.
Is.
Yeah, it'll be. It'll
that
be
would a, make sense.
Her. She'll get
because
it.
Because I got what I saw was a female, and I couldn't tell if you were working for the female or the female was moving in or moving out, but it seems like there's a change. Supervisor.
Could be a different company then.
That could be, but it's like who you report to is going to be a little different than it is now.
Well, that could be a new job.
Yeah, it's going to be a promotion.
You what?
Huh?
It could be a new job then.
Yeah.
Yeah, be a promotion. It'll definitely be more.
Like get more responsibility,
right?
Definitely on
yeah.
your level.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what it is. Have you been wanting to do more supervisory type work?
Not really. I want more money. I took a $15,000 pay cut when this company came in. So finances are a little tough, and this company's not going to pay up. So
yeah. No, they'll start applying. Start applying again at the airport where you're at, because I'm telling you, you will get a promotion. And it
yeah,
is more money. Now, to the point of 15 grand more, I don't know about that, but at least $5,000 more than what you're making right now. Now, that I can be certain of. In
that
my
would
reading.
Certainly help.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
with
yeah,
change 000. Of, with your change of supervisor, because whatever level you move up to, you'll have somebody, but you're going to, your talents and skills are going to be really appreciated compared to where you are now.
Okay.
Like, they're really going to appreciate
it. Yeah, I'm sorry, Brenda. Joanne, apply at Landside Operations.
Landside Operations? What is that?
Landside Operations. Okay. And see what job openings are there, because I see somebody snatching you up real quick. And the
okay.
pay is good. It looks like the pay is about 21 bucks an hour.
Oh, I can deal with that.
Yeah, it looks. I'm seeing pay is 21 bucks an hour, but landside operations. So anything that has to do with that, where you're, you know, at the airport where you're at now, find out what jobs are open and apply for them, and you'll hear right away. You'll know about these positions before the end of September. Believe me.
Okay.
It's going to happen rapidly, fast, because they want to. It looks like they're trying to fill everything before the end of September. Fill certain positions.
Okay. Well, I will give that a whirl.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah,
I don't mind working for a woman.
Well, hey,
yeah.
Or you're the supervisor. You know, I don't. What I saw is there's a female change up at the supervisory level.
Yeah.
But you have to be working. You know, you're just going to be so appreciated at that level. I couldn't tell if it's the woman was leaving or the woman was coming in. That's why when Lena said that it could be you, that actually almost makes more sense.
And listen, the woman's name that I'm coming up with is Miriam. So
okay.
you'll be taking Miriam's place, whoever that is. So as you fill out for jobs, find out if there's a Miriam that works there.
Okay.
And you'll be taking her position. It looks
up.
Like she's
well,
retiring. That's why you're getting
a
job.
I will get on the airport website.
Yeah, it looks like Miriam's retiring. And it opens the door for you to get her job. Yep.
Just look. Look. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't leave any stone unturned. Okay.
Right.
Thank
Apply
you.
For as many as possible. Yep.
God helps those who help themselves. Right.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. And you're good at it. Okay.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
Okay. You're most welcome, Joanne. And thank you for calling today.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful
Bye-bye.
Week. Okay, area code 928, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Alfina.
Okay, Altina?
Alfina.
Tina.
Alfina. Okay, that's pretty. Oh, that's a pretty name. Greek. Is it Greek?
No.
Me, but anyway, it's pretty. Later for that, what can we do for you, young lady?
I'm wondering if what you could pick up on my relationship with Dale.
With Dale. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he's a fun sort of guy. I just right away wanted to start laughing. Like he just perks you right up. Yeah, he's a card. Well, I guess if you make it clear to him, Alfina, what you want. I don't think he knows for sure if you want. He's enjoying your company. You're dating, right?
Yeah.
Let me go a little bit deeper. You're so reluctant about that girlfriend. Is Dale with somebody else right now?
No, I mean, I'm just wondering why you would say that. Like you said, I need to tell him what I want. He basically knows what I want, and I think, yeah, we are dating.
Okay, now you know the deal's a little immature, right? Come on, Alfina.
No.
Okay, well, he's a little immature. I mean, he's a good guy. I see him. I think that's why the immaturity that I'm seeing, this comical side of him. But because of his immaturity, he's not ready to settle down and be serious about some things in life. It's okay to be funny and humorous, but some things he needs to be serious.
Are you picking up on me and him, or what are you picking up on? Because that doesn't make sense to me at all.
Okay, you were going to say that you guys were dating, but what were you going to say, Athena?
What did she say? The first part of her sentence was that he enjoys my company, is what she said. So I'm like, I don't know why she wouldn't pick up that we're long distance.
No.
Yeah, but long distance.
Well, I didn't pick up that he was right there with you, but I did pick up that the guy likes you, and he's comical, but he's not serious. You know what I mean? He's not serious enough to settle down like he should be.
I disagree with that, too, so. No, I disagree with that, too, so. I disagree with what you just said.
Oh, okay. Well, he's a fun guy, but I'm not getting the... Like, okay, I'm ready to settle down, be a husband, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I just feel that he's a fun person. He's a guy.
No, he's actually already said that, so I don't know.
You don't what?
He's already said what?
Like, he wants to settle down. Like, that's the thing that we're agreed on.
Yeah, there's what people say, but then what they're really feeling and what they're really thinking can often be a lot.
No, I mean, I just don't understand why you can't pick up anything. Like, what you're saying is kind of, I view it as negative. Like, once somebody stops agreeing with what you're saying or tells you you're wrong, you go off and say, well, you know, there's this and this and this. And I'm like, I don't know if you're reading.
No, I don't see. No, I don't think
or what's going on.
I don't think that that's negative. I think that you don't want
to
hear
something.
No, I mean,
I'm just kind of like, I'm feeding, like, you guys the answer when you guys should have been the one telling me what you see. And then I can confirm.
I
was like, yeah, okay, I know that's true.
Not negative.
So it's like,
say one word negative. I just told you he wasn't ready to settle down. I told you he's a fun guy. He's a nice guy. He's not ready to settle down.
Yeah, but
in
I
your
totally
mind,
disagree
he's ready
with
to
you.
Settle down. In his mind, he is not. He may be telling you that, but he hasn't got to that point.
Yeah, that's your opinion. That's your opinion.
Well,
that's
just what I'm picking up, and you're right, and that's what I'm picking up spiritually. But you know, I don't
argue. Yeah, but you know, you're not God. So you can't really say, "Oh, well, this is definitely
right."
Wait,
but hold on, can I just break in here? Okay, I need to break in.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this isn't. You're not going to a Walmart and you're buying a can of peaches, and then you open it up and it's a can of peas. You know, this is somebody just giving you the impressions that they're getting psychically. You know, somebody's not going to come in and tell you.
Yeah,
generally.
I think that's the reason why, like, it's free, right? Like, it's free. You're,
it's free because she offers that. You know, people pay for this.
No, I mean, like, it's
so,
like,
you know, I mean,
thing,
you can
a choice.
Either
like,
take what her impressions are,
it,
or you don't have
to
take them.
If it's
not,
free doesn't mean it's good, right? Like, just because it's free doesn't mean it's good.
I mean,
or
yeah,
it's
you can
take it, right?
Same thing. Just because you sound sweet doesn't mean that you're nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, psychologically,
Alfina,
it all has to do with how you are and what you're putting.
Okay, let's stop, because I don't want us to get into... argument or negative thing or anything like that. I don't believe in that. But what I will say, Althena, is that I'm sorry we were not able to help you or give you the answers that you need. And I thank you for calling. And I hope that things do get better or go the way that you anticipate that they will, okay?
Success
thank
to
you. Thank you for calling. Okay. All right. Well, with that, we are just about at the close of the program. So, and if anybody felt like we offended you or, you know, we didn't give you good information, I'm sorry. We can only go by what we feel spiritually. And if that doesn't agree with you, well, you know, you can go to God in prayer or the universe or Muhammad or whoever that you believe in. So I will tell you that. But it's just a matter of what I feel. And I know I'm good at what I do because I've been doing this for 40 years. So even if you disagree with me, it's fine. I've had people come back and validate and tell me I was right, even if they didn't see it at that point in time. Maybe it happened later, you know. So it's okay.
Well, there's an old
I'm not
Russian
here to
proverb.
Argue. I'm not here to put pressure on anybody. I'm here out of love, and I'm here out of love and peace to help, and that's it.
Well, you know, and that people have perspectives, you know, so some people take certain words differently. But anyway, there's a great Russian proverb that says, if you don't like what you're hearing, then listen with your feet, because if you don't like it, you can just walk away. So,
yeah.
The exact one, but... yeah, nobody's forcing anything on anybody. And remember that you're calling in. So, but there's nothing but love and respect for anyone that calls in here, honestly.
And let's do one more lady before we leave. And this is Kakilia. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, you are. Thank you.
All right. Well, Kakilia, go ahead. Thank you for calling, and go ahead with your question.
Okay. Thank you for taking me on and taking my call. I don't necessarily have a question. I just want to respond to the caller. That lady has been calling into other psychic shows for the past couple of weeks, and she's been trying to disprove all the psychics, basically. That's what her plan is. So I just want to let you guys know that it's not you, it's her. She's been to like almost every psychic show repeatedly under different names asking that question and trying to disprove psychics.
Well, thank you, because what I do, Kali, I do it out of love. I don't do it to pressure anybody or tell you how you should live or do. It's just mainly, you know, out of love and what I see. But I thank you for that. I really do thank you for calling in, letting us know that, because there's always, you know what we call them in my field is psychic vampires. They want to come in and just suck whatever. And I won't let that happen, because I always protect myself with God and angels, so I won't let that happen. But, you know, if they want to be, I say ugly, then they'd say other nasty words. If they want to be ugly, that's okay. You have that right. You know, we're all here free on this earth, so you have the right to feel however that you like. It's okay. But I sure
yeah, and we don't take on other people's luggage.
411, girl.
Yeah, we don't take on other people's luggage. We really don't. You know, it's not something that either one of us are going to take and then go like, oh, my gosh, you hurt my feelings. You know, psychologically, it's just not our stuff. So everyone has to carry their own luggage. There's no porters around here. But I do thank you for calling in. It's very sweet of you to do.
Yes, it was, Kakilia. So, geez. Call back next
week. Did you have any questions or not?
No questions.
You're so sweet. I thank you for that. That is really nice. So thank you for calling in. Well, Brenda, it's about that time. And for everybody, like I said earlier, at the beginning of the show, we always pray for people and hope for the best, you know, to come. And again, like I said, we hope that we've helped you along the way giving you some directions or a new path or maybe validated some things that you already thought about. So,
One thing that's come up is that there's a lot of people that are curious about the end of the year, and, we're getting towards that time. So think about those things, everyone, as the next week goes and rolls around. What you're hoping to do, you only have a few more months left. Does it really make any difference or not? But think about all that as you come in towards the end of the year and you consider what's headed for you for next year. So we look forward to your phone calls and your questions and to see what's ahead for you and for us.
Amen. Amen. And thank you, everybody, for calling today. We enjoyed all of you.
Yeah.
And with that, we should begin. So next Wednesday, also, for people that want an in-depth reading, go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. That's theessenceofsuccess.com. You can go in there and you'll see intuitive reading, and it'll just guide you from there and set you up, and I'll do a reading, whether 30 minutes, an hour, or if you want 2 hours, I don't care. I'm here to offer my services to help. So I just want to put that out there.
All right, everybody.
And I think that's it. So we're probably going to call it, let the music go on and play and come in. Brenda, take us on
don't
out,
don't let
girl.
Your love go wrong.
Yes, and please remember to love one another and give each other, you know, when you see somebody, give them a hug and a kiss on the cheek and just say, hey, how you doing? And please remember to say thank you. That means a lot to people. You're thankful for whatever. If it's nothing but they gave you a piece of gum, say thank you.
For the gum, Lena. Right. Thanks for the gum.
Yes. And thank you. Thank you again to Takalia that called in, too. All right, y'all, we're out of here. We're on our way to another week. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. We sure are. I know I'm getting out of town. I don't know what Brenda's up to, but I'm getting out of town for the weekend. So hope good in your life. And we love you.
Bye.
All righty, we're out.